Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, April 17th, 2012, and this is Marty Bierbrier, Council 12 Reserve Committee Chairperson, reporting, and together we will do better. Early out bidding began today at 1500 Central Standard Time and will remain open through May 31st, 2012 at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Flight attendants with 15 years of service are eligible to bid for this early out, including those on leaves of absence and voluntary furlough. Those who are awarded this bid will receive benefits consistent with the early out letter of agreement. United Master Executive Council President Greg Davidovich talks about the benefits and considerations of this program in a letter to United Flight Attendants today. United will accommodate as many early out awards as possible without negatively impacting the operation. We've compiled information about the benefits of the early out program and retirement considerations on our website, including a link to United's Q&A. Leaving a job is a major life-changing decision. We encourage you to review the details of the program carefully, attend local council meetings, and ask questions. Include your family, friends, and financial advisors in your discussion to ensure you make the best decision for your future. United pilots, represented by the Airline Pilots Association, have been in negotiations since before their contract became amenable on December 31, 2009. ALPA was one of the first unions at United to engage in post-bankruptcy negotiations, and with the announcement of the merger between United and Continental in May of 2010, the pilots began negotiations for a joint collective bargaining agreement. Since that time, pilots represented by ALPA at both United and Continental have called upon United management to bring an end to their negotiations and reach an agreement that offers improvements to wages, work rules, and job protections. Not surprisingly, with United management, ALPA has made little meaningful progress in their negotiations since the merger. As a result, yesterday, the United ALPA Master Executive Council informed management they will be seeking a release in their mediated negotiations if management does not commit to an agreement by June 1, 2012. They have set April 30, 2012 as the deadline for United's commitment to reach an agreement by June 1, 2012. If this deadline is not met, ALPA will ask the National Mediation Board to be released from their negotiations. Under the Railway Labor Act, during negotiations, either party may make a request to the NMB to be released from mediations. This is the first of many steps required before a strike could become possible. If the NMB agrees, it will then proffer binding arbitration. If after 10 days both parties do not agree, an impasse would be declared. This would then trigger a 30-day mandatory cooling-off period before either party would be allowed to seek self-help. ALPA has set this deadline now in part because of that belief that United is purposely slowing negotiations in order to keep hiring regional and foreign airlines to do the flying that has previously been done by United pilots. In support of this belief, earlier this week, ALPA distributed a study that said 66% of United's domestic flights are done by regional carriers, and also says United now employs 20,000 fewer people than it did in 2000, despite the addition of Continental. According to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, United alone employed 96,646 people in 2000, compared to the 81,400 at the combined company as of January 2012. As part of their escalating campaign to reach an agreement, United pilots will be walking to Wacker Thursday, May 3, 2012, to mark the two-year anniversary of the announcement between United and the Continental merger. The pilots believe it is likely that they will still be without a contract on that date, and this walk is intended to send a message to management that it's time to reach an agreement with the pilots. Details are available on our website on how we can support the United's pilots' efforts to achieve their contract negotiations. Flight attendants are encouraged to participate in uniform to stand in solidarity with our United pilots. That's all for this evening. Thanks for calling. As we move forward together, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to the world's largest airline. We will stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract. Good night.